Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 24th of May, 2024. We're celebrating Jackson Kemper in the church. He was a bishop and a missionary who died in 1870. It's also Ember Day. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? This smiling young man up above is a hermit, a diocesan hermit by nature. Diocesan hermits by nature don't get much attention, a small subset of religious persons. Hermits mostly spend their lives engaged in quiet prayer. Brother Christian Mattson, a Catholic diocesan hermit in Kentucky, has spent years doing just that. His monk's habit might catch his neighbor's eye, but he is known in the town where he lives primarily through his work with the local theater. But recently, Mattson decided that his faith compels him to make a little more noise than usual. This past Sunday, Pentecost 2024, he said, I'm planning to come out publicly as transgender. Mattson told the Republican, the Religious News Service on Friday, May 17th, saying he was speaking out with the permission of his bishop, John Stowe of the Diocese of Lexington in Kentucky. The changes in the Catholic Church are refreshing and they give hope to a lot of people. Yours is the day, O God, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O gracious light, O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalm this evening is Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our ancestors put their trust in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and not a man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him." Yet you are the one who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many young bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me like a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried like a pot shred. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you have laid me in the dust of the grave. Packs of dogs close me in, and gangs of evildoers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and they cast lots for my clothing. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to the community. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, you that are God-fearing. Stand in awe of the Lord, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For the Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither is the Lord's face hidden from them. But when they cry out, the Lord hears them. My praise is of God in the great assembly. I will always perform my vows in the presence of those who worship the Lord. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall give praise. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to God, and all the families of the nations bow before the Lord. For sovereignty belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations. To the Lord alone, all who sleep in the earth bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust fall before the Lord. My soul shall live for God. My descendants shall serve the Lord. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that God has done. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Jesus and his disciples eat grain on the Sabbath. I was remarking at morning prayer this morning that I have walked through a grain field before, but I never felt compelled to eat the grain that was there because I wasn't that hungry. But if you're hungry, I'm sure you would pluck this off and eat it, and it would be satisfactory. Our reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath, and yet they are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He left that place and entered their synagogue. A man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" So they might accuse him. He said to them, "Suppose one of you has only one sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath. Will you not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a human being than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and it was restored as sound as the other. But of course the Pharisees went out and conspired against him and how to destroy him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. There's a sermon there for me, by the way. Our canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. It's a photograph of Jackson Kemper, David Jackson Kemper. Bishop Kemper rode his horse, establishing churches and schools all over the Midwest of the United States, back when those areas were considered the wilderness. Now the collect of the day for Jackson Kemper, the first missionary bishop in the United States who died in 1870, and a collect for Ember Day for choice fit of persons for the ministry, and a collect for Fridays. O God, who sent your Son Jesus Christ to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near, grant that we, like your servant Jackson Kemper, may proclaim the gospel in our day with courage, vision, and perseverance through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, you led your holy apostles to ordain ministers in every place. Grant that your church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, may choose suitable persons for the ministry of word and sacrament, and may uphold them in their work for the extension of your kingdom, through him who is the shepherd and bishop of our souls, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us your servants so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake. In our weekend of prayer for the church today, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for peace among Christians, Jews, and Muslims throughout the Middle East. We pray for church unity, world Methodism, for the Anglican Commune and the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. We pray for the Diocese of Isan, the Anglican Church of Nigeria. We also pray for the primates of the Anglican Commune, for Stephen in Myanmar, Nicholas in Nicaragua, in Nigeria, and that church is also in Nigeria, if I said something different. Philip Marandi in India, Sammy in Pakistan, Clyde in Papua New Guinea. We also pray for our ecumenical partners, for Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, Bartholomew of Constantinople, the Ecumenical Patriarch, Elizabeth A. Eaton, the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, Robert T. Fuentes, moderator of the Old Catholic Church. We also pray for the Moravian churches, north and south. Pray for our seminarians and their schools, for Greg at the Christian Leaders Institute, our postulant, Elizabeth, in the Diocese of Pennsylvania, our candidate, Wendy, in the Diocese of Northern Michigan, Swanee, the University of the South in Tennessee, Trinity College in Bristol, UK, Trinity University in Ontario, and Union Theological Seminary in New York. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Heavenly Father, I am so grateful and thankful for my wife's cancer surgery yesterday, where she had a mass removed from her breast. She is here, healing, sore. She said she feels like she lost a knife fight, Lord, but that is a fight I'm okay with her losing, because in the end she wins. I'm thankful and I praise God. Amen. Now the prayer for the mission of the church. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. Give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace and believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now, be with you this weekend, and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is Guy Penrod down at the cross, and this is a live version.
This is a good Southern hymn, so you guys ought to know it.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. All right, come on. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Oh, sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Come to this fountain.
Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Oh, sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Yes, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Glory to His name indeed. Well, that is evening prayer for this 24th of May, 2024, 5/24/24, where we celebrate the life of Jackson Kemper, a bishop and a missionary. Thank you for coming to pray. And now the week is done. The Sabbath night has come. May it be for us a time of refreshment, renewal, and joy. Hope to see you next time.